Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Mesa. Keep your head to the sky.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to spiritually, I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us that we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Mesa. You know, she's from Baltimore family. And she's going to be here August 4th on Saturday, August 4th. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this power and this presence as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So right now, I just want you to breathe. Become very intentional about the breath. There is power in the breath, family. And so I want you to take in that deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom, family. There is power in the breath, family. And so right now, I want you to turn within and breathe, family. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Breathe again. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. As we call in the energy of forgiveness.
Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, "I am so grateful." And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, "I am so grateful." And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, "Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful." And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form, "I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience." Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." Slow, complete exhale. "Grateful. I am." Again, a long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." And a slow, complete exhale. "Grateful. I am." And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
When night makes the tall grass bend into leaves.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingrid. I am your daily lover. And we heard Ayanna Van Zandt, and now we just got to hear Stephanie Mills at Home, one of my mom's favorite songs. I just had it on my mind this morning and thought I honor her with Home, knowing that her energy is shining down on me, giving me energy. Good morning, family. All right, we're going to start off by reading from the Science of the Mind. And today's Science of the Mind is about living the blessings. Living your blessings. Genevieve Girard once said, just as thoughts send out vibrations to which there is a creative and attractive power, gratitude stimulates the field of etheric energy that surrounds you on a subtle level to bring into your life more of what brings you joy. Thank you, God. You see, the Science of the Mind book on page 497 says gratitude is one of the chief graces of our human existence and is crowned in heaven with a consciousness of unity. You see, we've all been told to count our blessings. A wonderful practice that keeps us in a state of grateful awareness, but maybe only part of the picture. You see, acknowledging the good in our lives is important, but if we stop there, we miss a meaningful opportunity. What if, rather than simply counting our blessings, we took it one step further and made our blessings count? I know you ask, so how did we do that, right? By living the blessings we receive. We know that what we focus on expands. So fully embracing our blessings keep flowing in our direction. Fully embracing our blessings keeps good flowing in our direction. Have you been blessed with good health? Then live that good health by treating your body to a daily walk, a workout in the gym, a recreational sport, or sometime outside in nature. Ooh, have you been blessed with loving, supportive friends and family? Well, are you nurturing those relationships? Make a phone call. Schedule a coffee date. Invite someone to lunch. Tell the people in your life how important they are. Maybe you've been blessed with prosperity. Share that gift with your spiritual community, charities that are close to your heart, or individuals and families you like to support wherever you are called to contribute. You see, blessings are a gift of the Spirit. And when we live those blessings, we unwrap that powerful gift and put it to good use. You see, there's no better way to say thank you than to live your blessings and share them. Live your blessings and share them. Today's affirmation is, I meet every day with gratitude and an open heart. I give back lovingly and generously where I am called to serve. I meet every day with gratitude and an open heart. I give back lovingly and generously where I am called to serve. Wow. Living your blessings. Something really powerful to think about. Are we really living our blessings? Because, you know, life is already rigged in our favor. The universe is friendly to our desires. I know sometimes when I say the universe is friendly to our desires, universe is always conspiring on our best. Sometimes that sounds like a bunch of malarkey, I'm sure. Especially when we're going through hard times or you've been hurt or life seems unfair. But I want you to stay with me. And I say that, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday and she broke her foot. And she's one of those kind of people who are always busy. You be on the phone with her and she's talking to 10 people at the same time she's talking to you. Going on. And so she was running late for court. She ran and got like maybe 5 feet from the door and tripped and fell and broke her foot. And I said, what do you think the universe is saying to you in the idea of the fact that you got your foot broke? So I pulled out my books that talk about what the left foot means. And we talked about it. You know, she was a powerful elected official here in Chicago. She found herself in prison, just getting out a few years ago, trying to figure out getting her life back in order. And I told her, I said, you know, you got to slow down and know that God got you. And she was like, well, what do you mean? I got to get things done. I got to get this man. Da, da, da. I said, you need to slow down and just hear what God got for you. You see, we can't feel guilty about what happened in our past, because everything that has happened to us is happening for us. Even the gift of prison, hard times, relationships that we call these people no good or whatever. You see, there's a redemptive quality to the universe. There are lessons to learn, and once we learn them, everything changes. If you want to learn how life is actually rigged in your favor, I want you to really stay present in this conversation. And I know some of us have been through some hard times. And I honor your courage for getting through what you've been through. I also know that if you come a long way and made many efforts to get past what or who has hurt you, now it's time to take the huge quantum leap forward in your healing. You may feel like that holding on to the past is what keeps you safe, but actually holding on to the past is the riskiest choice you can make. Because when you hold on to the past, you erase any chance that you can change. Your soul works in the present moment. You're being asked to let go. You're being asked to forgive. You're being asked to find the lesson, change your behavior, and let the incredible blessings that this life has in store for you find you. It's time to see how life is rigged in your favor. And remember that life is happening for you, not to you. And it's about changing your perspective and seeing with the eyes of love. Rumi, who is one of my favorite people, said, live life is as if everything was rigged in your favor. Marcus Aurelius said once, true understanding is to see the events of life in this way. You are here for my benefit. Through rumor paints you otherwise. And everything is turned to one's advantage when we greet a situation like this. You are the very thing I was looking for. Truly, whatever arises in life is the right material to bring about your growth and the growth of those around you. This, in a word, is art. And this art called life is a practice suitable to both men and gods. Everything contains some special purpose and a hidden blessing. What then could be strange or arduous when all of life is here to greet you like an old and faithful friend? That was deep, wasn't it? But that's what Marcus Aurelius said. He said, true understanding to see the events of life in this way, that you are here for my benefit, though rumor paints you otherwise. And everything is turned to one's advantage when we greet a situation like this, that you are the very thing I was looking for. Truly, whatever arises in life is the right material to bring about your growth and the growth of those around you. This, in a word, is art. And this art called life is a practice suitable to both men and gods. Everything contains some special purpose and a hidden blessing. What then could be strange or arduous when all of life is here to greet you like an old and faithful friend? Wow. Everything that's here is for my benefit. Everything that's happening is a blessing. You see, when you start to play a bigger game and grow, fear can get out of hand and you can end up sabotaging your success. You often ask, why does this happen? Because right before you make a major progress. You come up against all the parts of you that want to keep you safe and the same and the stuck. There's a part of you that wants you to stay the same, and there's another part of you that desires to grow, to become more, to give more, and to fulfill your God-given potential. And those two parts of you battle each other each day. But if you're diligent, we can make small steps of progress towards our potential and leave the comfortable realm of our current circumstances. One pattern that can derail your potential in no time is taking the results of your efforts personally. Meaning, if you tried a certain strategy and it didn't work out, it's vital not to decide that you are bad or worthless and give up. Or think because you were in this particular situation, and judge it as bad, or because you made a mistake or whatever. Do not assign your self-worth as a person to the outcome of your actions. Outcomes are just that, outcomes. And outcomes can change with new action. However, if you decide that an outcome you produce is the result of you being not worthy or not enough or a bad person, the chance of you being able to improve your circumstances goes down significantly. But at the same time now, if you decide that you are special, more significant, more than enough, or better than other because of a good outcome that you created, then you put yourself on the path of a different perspective. You see, the goal is not to take these outcomes personally, but to rather see everything that happens as a lesson and a blessing. And I know that's not always easy. It was not always easy. I remember sitting in the middle of my bed asking, why God? I remember sitting in the middle of my bed. And even though why is not a very empowering question, but it was a very powerful thought to go within it and figure out, why am I here? Choices and that I made resulted in the consequence of where I am right now. What is it that I need to learn in this situation? Because the universe is definitely friendly to our desires. One of my favorite books, The Alchemist, reminds me of that. That the universe is conspiring on behalf of my highest and best good. The universe is conspiring on my highest and best good. But there was many times I'm like, how long, God? Come on, hurry up, God. Well, if you're conspiring on my behalf, God, what's taking so long for things to show up the way I want them to show up? You know what? Forget it, God. I got this. You don't got to worry about it. I got it. And many times I took it out of God's hands thinking I knew better than God because I didn't have no patience. And one thing I learned about life is you're going to have some patience. Matter of fact, you're going to have some long patience sometimes. And I'm not sure if it's because of your own personal resistance that keep you in a place where you got to have patience. But the one thing I know for sure and two things for certain, you got to have some patience. I thought I was a pretty patient person, but at some point, my grandma used to say, I ain't get tired. Come on, God. But I learned to get out of concerning myself about when and why and start really focusing in on just the right now moment and being focused in on the blessing. What I now know for sure is life is more about experiencing it. And so now my prayer is about experiencing the love, experiencing God, experiencing my blessings. Because it's so easy to get caught up into the next. You see, when we can see everything that happens in our life as a blessing, we are on a fast track to a spiritual awakening. Perhaps all of it is divine. The good, the bad, the in-between, all is sent for our growth, our benefit, and our spiritual evolution. Many times I had to remind myself that I won't take the outcomes I create personally. I am a worthy person.
and soul in the eyes of my Creator. And I allow myself to learn the lessons I am meant to learn. And I will not judge what happens or criticize or see anything other than the fact that I am a reflection of all that God is. And that anything that I did or didn't do, I won't recognize it as a reflection of my identity as a soul, but what I will recognize is that I am all that God is. And just to simply know that I am all that God is. Good to my soul. It feels good to my soul when I can be present in this moment and just say, thank you, God, and experience the goodness of this right now moment. Experience the wind kissing my face. Enjoy the love of the warmth of the kiss of the sun. And even if things didn't happen to turn out the way I wanted it to do today, I can still simply say thank you. Because there's so many things I woke up with my right mind. I woke up with the activity of my limbs. I woke up with the ability to hear the melodic sounds of God. When I experienced the rhythm of the song, I'm so grateful. So I got to remember that I am not what happens to me or the outcomes that I create, but I am an infinite soul in a temporary human body who has been sent to the planet to be powerful, learn lessons, to grow, to expand, and become more by giving back and improving the lives of others and making the world a little bit better place than what I came in and planet. When I choose to see the lesson, when I choose to let go of the shame, and when I choose to let go of the guilt, and when I choose to let go of the fear and know that in each moment I am loved. You see, there's not a second, there's not a minute that I am not loved. Love is the reason I woke up this morning. Yeah. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And so as I move through this day, I know that I am loved. And I know that no matter what path I walk in life, I know that the most important thing is to experience myself and all that I do in love. And I know that's what's needed to live to my highest potential on the planet. My goal is to bring my highest self to all that I do and experience life from a place of love. My goal is to live and experience it. But there's some things that I want us to think about. No matter how many people in our lives, in order to really live our blessings, to really live our lives, no one can heal or change you except you. Not your gurus, not your pastors, not your mother, not your father. Your true source of healing, your true source of growth and evolution is you. And when you want to know the answer to life, let me tell you this, one thing for sure and two things for certain. I want you to lean in just a little bit close because the answer is you. I want you to hear it. The answer is you. I'm not even your answer. Your answer is you. You are the answer. So it's important that we recognize that you can miss the lesson in life if you don't check out the fact that you are the answer. And the place that you need to be seeking is in you. Wherever you are in this situation in life, and we, so working on ourselves, expanding ourselves, growing ourselves, we get to see life from a different perspective. You get to see life in a vast, loving, more open way. And when we open ourselves to life's unexpected blessings, we just automatically led to everything we need, want, and desire. So many times we caught up in how God should bless us. Carolyn Mintz, tough love teacher and personality type expert. Once said that if we are attached to the fact of how we're going to get blessed, then we're going to get another opportunity to miss the beautiful lesson. She's saying that so many of us are married to how God should bless us. Yeah, well, I want God to show up like this. That we miss how God is showing up for us. Be open to unexpected blessings in your life and be grateful. Because the very thing you're praying for could be right in your face right now and you're too busy looking at another door that's already closed. When this door is open for you, be open to unexpected blessings. And I want to remind you, the hardest, most painful part of your life might end up leading you to somewhere powerful. I remember Master Kemp, one of the evolving coaches, he said that his drug addiction and his drinking habit brought him to a point where he was on his knees. He said, why was I shown all this incredible potential if I was supposed to be a bump in the street, which is what he thought to himself. He said Hollywood brought out the worst in him, but he come to believe that it was preparing him to become who he is today. What if I told you everything, your drug addiction, your past relationships, your mistakes, everything was about helping you to become the powerful person you are today? What if that was really what was happening to you? And what if your situation was about you sharing your story? What if everything was happening to you right now and everything that happened to you in the past was about you standing and giving your gift to the world by sharing your story? What if that's what that was all about, that you can bless somebody who might be in the same situation right now? What if your drug addiction is to bless the next president of the United States? It's interesting. Britton was reading to me a story about Harry Belafonte, who used to give a lot. And so he brought a lot of young people from Africa to learn and study, and he paid for them to get educated in America. And you say, why am I saying this, right? Because one of those young men happened to be Obama Hussein Senior. You're like, well, what does that mean? That happens to be President Obama's father. Harry Belafonte went to the villages in Africa to bring young kids over here to get educated. And while he's over here, he met the mother of President Obama, and eventually they got together and they created President Obama some years later. But if he wasn't in America and if he hadn't met that lady, would he have created the first black president of the United States? You see how our standing and our purpose may bless lives that will probably come years after the ripple effect? That's why it's important to stand in your blessings, stand in your gifts. And we have to be an active participant in our own spiritual growth. People who achieve at the highest level design their circumstances. Instead of focusing on how they don't have enough resources, they focus on being a creator and shaping their own transformation. It certainly is a blessing to know when you realize that you are a creator. Now, you get to create your life the way you want it to be, but is it because you haven't been aware of what you've been creating? You get to create this life. And the best thing we can start with is start to look at what we have and stop looking at what we don't have. Because nothing in this world is impossible when you have faith. Let me say that again. Nothing is impossible in this world when you have faith. I remember growing up in this area called Jackson Park in Chicago. I grew up where one of the places I lived was 7006 South Creek Hill, which is the Jackson Park area. I mean, Jackson Park area is a very, houses cost like maybe $1,500,000 to $1,000,000, something like that, right? So you got some of the most prominent people of African-American descent. You got Jesse Jackson, Muhammad Ali used to have a house in the Jackson Park Highlands. Lots of beautiful, amazing people lived in the Highlands, Jackson Park Highlands. And I remember one day walking in my own valley, and sometimes when I'm in a space, I walk in and just walk around and look at beautiful houses. I do that in Hyde Park, and just beautiful spaces with beautiful houses. This is when I was younger, and I was seeing so many people, homes filled with families, children, people who had made it. In my mind, I had never felt so far away from God on this particular day in my life. And I used to think, would I ever get there? And it seemed so impossible sometimes. It seemed like, would I ever get there? It felt like the whole world was going on without me and that I didn't matter. And I felt abandoned. I felt alone. And I remember this prayer that I said on the park and wrote. And I remember thinking to myself, dear God, I saw it in my journal, and I wanted to read it to you. I read my journal sometimes. Dear God, the source of all creation, help me right now, God. Pick me up when I can walk no farther, Father God. Help shine a light in this dark space that I feel right now so that I could just see one more step in front of me, God. Oh, heavenly Mother, Father, God, source, please show me the way when I'm lost. For your presence, it comforts me. It restores me to the fullest, my Father, my Mother, God, source. I throw myself at your mercy right now and bow to your infinite wisdom because I know all things are done through you, by you, in me. I'm your humble servant. Take me, O Lord, and shake me, O Lord. Muse me, O Lord, to the bone. Make me sacred in you right now, God. I need you today, Holy Spirit. Give me the strength right now, God, to stand tall and to see that any fears and doubts was wrong all along. Shake me to my core right now, God, so that I might know what my heart really feels like, God. Strip away everything that is no longer needed, that's not serving my highest good, so that I can see you more clearly in the spaces that are in between my gifts, God. Protect me from myself, God. Keep me in your hands, in the palm of your hands, God, until it's time for me to move into a greater pasture. Take me to the edge and keep me there, God, so that I may have one foot in the understanding that life is always working for my good, so that I can bring these worlds closer together. Thank you, Lord. Let these lessons and these moments of joy and sadness be made manifest in the glory of you, God, because I know they're all a perfect recipe for your goodness in me. Now, I know I meant what I said in that prayer, too. I did want to live on the edge, and I just didn't want to go over the edge. I hadn't been living in a place that where I felt like I was truly living my purpose. You see, I just wanted God to use me. I wanted God to use me and fill me to the brim so that I could be used by God. I just wanted to be used by God. When I think about how God has used me and how many times I've been blessed, I call it my God shot. When you can start to see that no matter what's happening in life, that you're being fueled by the wave of love. Love that's always with you. Love that will never leave you. Love that will never forsake you. I remember one time Master was asking God when he was standing in a pool house. And he said it felt like a prison cell. And he said in his meditation, he asked the question, why a room so small, God? If you are so abundant, why something so small? And the answer came back so immediately to Master, the room represents the size of your faith. And so I remember when Master said that, and I began to ask God to enlarge my faith, God. Because just the thought gave me chills, because I knew that I was living in small faith. That I had surrendered my faith to so many things and other people, that I hadn't followed my own true calling, my own inner resource. And that room and that space that I was in, even in my own life, represented how much faith I had in myself, which wasn't much. And even in the God to support me and then following my own blessings. And I kept having to figure out and meditate. And I remember Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, if you have a faith of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moving. Nothing will be impossible for you. And I began to laugh out loud because I couldn't believe that this. I could possibly fit a billion mustard seeds in my life. In that room, in my space in life. And then I began to see that even though I may have been in that space, I was being supported and loved. In fact, I had plenty blessings. That if I told you, I remember how God showed up in so many ways, even in the small ways. And sometimes we can't see it because we caught up in we should be. I'm only 20 years old thinking I'm supposed to be in my mansion and I'm supposed to have my car that I want. I ain't even lived life yet. I only been on the planet 20 years at that time. But the one thing for certain and the two things for sure that I do know is that I begin to see my life as a blessing and that God was transforming me each and every day into this butterfly. But the one thing I had to do that I didn't do was had to die first. I had to let go of those unworthy belief systems that I had. You see, I had to let go of things that no longer served the higher purpose. You see, I had to let go of the clutter and the thoughts in my mind that told me I wasn't good enough, that told me that I wasn't deserving enough, that I wasn't this enough and I wasn't that enough. I had to let go of those thoughts and begin to see the presence of me as me, all of me as the best thing that ever hit the planet, the gift that God sent to the planet to do all that God sent me to do. I had to see eyes of love. So many times I saw in the eyes of critical, from a place of criticism, not recognizing that I was the biggest blessing on the planet. No matter how many flowers and how many beautiful essences God created us as the biggest and best blessing on the planet. Nothing better than you. And so as we move through this life and as we navigate through this process, the one thing for sure and the two things for certain is this. The answer is you. And nobody can take that away from you. And when you meet people that support you on your journey, and if they don't move you back into a place of you, then you have to think twice. You are the answer to you. If you're on a healing journey, the answer is there, right there inside you. There inside you. You are the answer to you. That's my message today. You are the answer to you. Live your blessings today. Share your blessings today. And know that nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it, because only you can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it, family. That's it. That's all. Live your blessings. Don't just acknowledge that you have blessings, but appreciate their blessings. Experience the blessing. Love the blessing. Life is so meant to be experienced. When I think about my girlfriend, and I talked to her, she broke her foot. I thought about life. When life knocks us down, it's only because it wants you to experience it. It only wants you to experience it. It's all about experiencing. You're moving too fast and you're not paying attention. And so you get knocked down to stop, smell the roses, and honor the present. Honor the present. I love that. Honor the present. Because everybody thinks they got to chase money. Oh, I got to go make this money. Got to go make this money. Got to get this money. Got to get this money. Honor the presence. I love you, family. And I just want to remind you, really, it's so important to just simply stop and be grateful. As I think about my friend, her sister passed away. out of nowhere. She wasn't sick. Nobody had an expectation of that. She was just turned 40. Beautiful, three children, husband, vibrant, amazing, and beautiful. And she just passed away in her sleep. She didn't wake up. And so many times we take for granted that we're just going to get up tomorrow. And I pray that you all do get up tomorrow, but it's important that we stop and really honor what brings us joy, what makes us happy. How come we can't live in an experienced life? It's just so doggone, oh, talking to people. I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, well, what makes you happy? I don't know. What brings you joy? I don't know. If you could do anything in the world and wouldn't have to worry about money, what would you do? I don't know. So I just want to jump up and down and tell people, please stop. Look. Find out who you are. Find out who you are. Find out who you are. It's so much fun. It is the most fascinating trip in the world. It's the most fascinating excursion. Retreat. Find the most magnificent person on the planet. And that's you. I remember when Shalamia, she owns Soul Vegetarian here in Chicago. And I walked in the restaurant. I was with Mama Colette. We were sitting down. I was like, hey, Shalamia, girl, you look so good. Where you been? You know, she always in Africa, Israel, Egypt, somewhere, right? So I was like, where you been? And you know, because I'm just naming off places because she looks so good. She said, girl, I've been all many places. She said, I've been many, many places. But I've never been a place more fascinating than a trip to myself. I was like, of all the places she's gone in the world, she said she never found a trip more fascinating than the trip to herself. That thing right there blew my mind. And so today, as you move through it, there's nothing better than love, the love of you. So today, I want you to just thank God for the blessing of you. Thank God that you woke up this morning with your right mind and your activities and your limbs. And I just want you to thank God because you are all that God is. I just want you to thank God because there's a significant reason why you came to the planet. I just want you to thank God because nobody can do what you've been called to do. Nobody. Today, I just want to remind you again that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And family, remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Family, this Sunrise Service is coming up August 5th, 2018. I'm so excited. And I just want y'all to know it's been so interesting how everything just blew up yesterday and I had to go back in and figure out all the stuff and redo everything for the Sunrise Service. But you know what? I know God got it. And so I want you to keep your prayers and all lifted up in the mighty consciousness of all that God is, knowing that nothing but good shall come from this situation, that we will have a good, transforming, powerful presence on the 10th Annual Sunrise Service. And know that I love you. And know that even if your presence is not there, I know your prayers are there. Family, keep me lifted. Have a phenomenal, amazing, wonderful love-filled day, family. And this is, I'm going to play some Mesa again. Y'all know I love me some Mesa. I'm going to play Erykah Badu. This is Erykah Badu and Roy S. Everybody loves the sunshine. Yeah, that's what I'm going to play today. Enjoy the sunshine. Know life is good. And, hey, it's all about love. This is Erykah Badu and Roy S.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping.
Folks, get